Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, you speak English, sir? Parlo usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number 3 is upon us. And as I promised, Barry Shore joining us now, the ambassador of joy. Barry, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Wonderful, fabulous, John. I am doing so well that if you put in a bottle and sniff it, you'd be happy for a year.
Right on. That's what I want to hear. You know what? We need some of this. We live in a day and age where, let's face it, Barry, there's a lot of folks that do not look at life the same way that you and I do. In fact, for a lot of folks, it's a very, you know, troubling time, although even in troubled times, we can still have the right outlook on life. And I think at the end of the day, it makes a huge difference. How do we help some of those individuals that are struggling see things differently?
So, first of all, it is such a delight to be with you, John Rush, and the Rush to Reason, and this amazing audience you have. And by the way, I can tell you that every single person listening is good looking. Now, how can I make that statement, a definitive statement like that? Because if they tuned in to you, it means they're always looking for and finding the good. That's a good looking person.
Good stuff.
Looking for and finding the good. So let's be blunt. We have a joy deficit
we
in
do.
Our country right now.
We do.
Along with a huge monetary deficit. But we have one of them we can cure relatively easy because each part of us, each one of us, can help make up the joy deficit and turn it into a surplus. And I have come today with 3 practical tips and tools to be able to slay stress and be happy and literally reduce, mitigate, maybe even eliminate stress and therefore create joy in your life. You want to hear them?
I want to. Let's do it.
Okay, well, let's discuss what stress is. So stress is an amazing acronym that stands for stomach-turning reality, enabling self-sabotage.
Mm-hmm. Ah! Yeah, good
you know
one.
What happened? God, I lost my house. My cousin committed suicide. The kids are going crazy. They're not in the school bus. The country's going wild. I don't know what's going on. That's how people see stress.
Yep.
Stomach-turning reality. It is true. You may have lost your job. You may lose the house. Your cousin did commit suicide. Enabling self-sabotage, because the 6 most important words anybody could ever use in their life, internalize, utilize, and leverage, are choice, not chance, determines your destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. So how you respond to any situation, John, will enable you to do the following. You can turn stress into stress. Ready? Stress stands for stomach-turning reality. Not a good situation. Really tough stuff. Stuff is happening all around.
Right.
Enabling self-success. Enabling self-success. How you respond to the situation will determine what's going to happen next. And when you respond with choice, not chance, then you really control what's happening. And you now can channel your real inner being, which is rooted in joy. Everybody has a joy component to them. So the first most practical tip that I can share with people, it's a funny one, because I'm going to say, and people are going to say, wait a minute, I'm already doing that. And the first tip is breathe. Breathe? Hey, Barry Thor, what are you talking about?
Yep.
John, how'd you bring on Barry Thor? Of course I'm breathing. Well, yes, there's two kinds of breathing. One is the breathing we do all the time just to maintain our physical being. That's called shallow breathing. What we want to do when you're in stress is you want to be able to breathe in through your nose and bring the breath into deep into your body is usually called the diaphragm, but most people cannot spell it. They don't know where it is. So I use the term tummy. So if you can breathe in through your nose a little bit deeply and bring it into your tummy and then breathe out through your mouth gently, and you do that four times in a row, it takes somewhere between 28 and 33 seconds, John. How do you like that? You do that four deep breathing processes, and you will reduce, mitigate, maybe even eliminate stress in that moment and for the next 10, 20, 30 minutes. And I urge people, do this twice per day, once before noon, because stuff happens in the morning, and once afternoon, because stuff happens in the afternoon.
You know, Barry, along those lines, and we do, you know, health and wellness on Wednesdays, as you know, and I had a doctor on last week that was talking about that very subject, and one of the, what you just said, he says apply also right before you go to bed if you want to have a better night's sleep. So what you're saying is spot on. He's saying add to that. So in, I think in your world, add, you know, one more. So we do one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and then one before you go to bed at night.
Wow, that's the genius of listening to John Rush. You see, by doing that, I didn't want to make people do too much at once, but you're absolutely correct, John. It is so wonderful to get a good night's sleep. To me, I call sleep the miracle cure. There is nothing enjoyable, more beneficial, more rejuvenating, and more joyful than a good night's sleep. By the way, even a good nap during the day.
Yes, yes, good point.
So
good point.
Sleep is wonderful. I write about it in my book, in my forthcoming book, The Joy of Living, How to Slay Stress and Be Happy. I write an entire page about sleep as the miracle cure. So, yes, let's do it like John says, three times a day, once before noon, once afternoon, and just before going to sleep. You're talking about, again, 33 seconds. That's
right.
It.
Not much. All right, what's number two?
Number two, drum roll, fanfare, da-da-da-da. Become a joy generator. Okay, Barry Shore, what's a joy generator? So this is really cool, wonderful John. You can learn to be a joy generator in 55 seconds. You go to my website, www, which stands for, of course, whatawonderfulworld.barryshore.com, and you'll scroll down to the bottom, and you'll see there it says 55 seconds to learn how to be a joy generator. I teach people. I've done this for years now, taught tens of thousands of people how to generate joy to their family, to their friends, and then to all living beings. Again, takes 55 seconds, but the benefit of it accrues to you as much as to the people you're generating joy to. And by the way, the word joy is a great acronym that stands for generating ongoing youth, because it's so nice to be young, right, John?
Yes, yes. Yes.
So
all right. Spot on.
Generator.
Yep. No, I fully agree. Number three, Barry.
Number three. Now, this is one of the most fun things that any human being can do because it involves no cost to you and it brings huge benefits. So I like to sum up the term, the joy of living, in one word. And that word is the essence of what America, in my humble opinion, is all about. That word is giving. The joy of living comes up in giving. When you recognize that being a giver is the most, how should we say, the most lavish way to live, and you'll be doing it on a regular basis. So what do? You want to be giving, sending out keep smiling cards. Now, this is really interesting, John. The keep smiling cards are on the physical part, we have them in two ways. We have them physically and as an electronic email. So the physical card is about 2 inches by 4 inches, and it reads on the front, keep smiling, and on the back, it has the value of a smile, three or four sentences. And we've handed out over 2.5 million cards in the past.
That's
all
awesome.
For free, and in 27 languages. But get this one, John. This is where it gets really cool. You can now send keep smiling cards because of pandemic and all kinds of other things. People don't want to give things. You can send them electronically. And you can send 5 cards at a time. So imagine John Rush goes to the site, barryshore.com. He looks at the top and he clicks. And by the way, while he's there, he sees John Travolta and Quincy Jones and Jack Canfield and McConaughey and a few other very famous
right.
people.
Who right, I see him there, yes.
Yeah, you've been to the site, so you know. And then you hit the click the Keep Smiling tab at the top, and it will bring you to a world where you can send five people at a time a Keep Smiling card. Just click it, and bing, you just touched five lives. Now, what I urge people to do is the following. Make yourself a routine on Monday and on Thursday. Send five cards on Monday, send five cards on Thursday. So people ask me, why Monday? Well, the simple answer is because it's Monday.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. It's Monday. That's right.
And on why on Thursday? Because it's Thursday. Because tomorrow's Friday, and then it's going to be the weekend.
Right.
So what you do is be touching people. And I urge anybody who's listening, you have, thank God, over 150,000 people listening at this very moment. I urge people, go to the site, barryshore.com, keep smiling, and promise yourself that for the next, I don't know, 4 weeks, you're going to send out cards on a Monday and Thursday, just, you know, eight times in the next 4 weeks. Imagine the good that's going to be generated by your audience, wonderful John, touching tens of thousands of people with these messages. One reads, keep smiling. We have another one that says, did I tell you today how much I appreciate you? Another one that says, happy by choice. That's John. John, this is you. Happy by choice. Yeah. Another one that reads, don't complain, don't blame.
Yeah,
I like that one.
I love that one.
So you can send these cards out for absolutely free and get your friends involved, because this is what's going to end up causing us to have a joy surplus. You want to slay stress? You want to be happy? Give. Give. Keep smiling cards. They don't cost a penny. It'll take you a few, maybe a minute of your time, and you're touching people. Yep. You're going to get a phone call. You're going to get a letter. You're going to get an email. I urge people, by the way, John, I say, you want to send the cards to family, friends, and especially people you don't like. You
well
that?
Said. Well said. Nope, you're spot on. Barry, it's always a joy having you. I mean that really literally I do. It's a joy having you. You just bring such inspiration, and we need that right now. And, I can't thank you enough and love to have you back again, as always. It's great.
Well, good. May I do two quick things? I'm gonna
sure,
give you
of
a
course.
The people, and I'm going to give everybody a blessing. So ready?
Let's hear
Here's
it.
The hug. And by everybody, HUG stands for Harmonizing Unlimited Giving. Wow. Harmonizing unlimited giving. 1, 2, 3.
Awesome.
And our blessing, John, our blessing is go forth. Live exuberantly. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference.
Barry, you're the man. Have a great evening, sir. Thank you always. I really appreciate it, sir.
We'll be done. Best wishes, John.
All right, man.
Thank
Take
you,
care.
Everybody.
All right, man. Appreciate it very much. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. American National Insurance is next. And by the way, my great insurance agent, he is my own personal agent. I've been with Paul for a very long time. You can as well. He'll make sure you're properly insured, save you money at the same time, explain how all that works. And again, if you just want a free synopsis of what you're doing insurance-wise and you want him to look at things, just give him a call. 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789. And ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
All right, a good shop, folks, where, hey, they can take care of anything on your vehicle from small door dings all the way to a full collision repair. Doesn't matter what it is. They're there for you. They've got a great mobile estimating tab so you can figure out exactly what it's going to cost to fix the vehicle. And, of course, if your insurance is handling it, they deal with all the insurance companies directly. You pay the deductible, they'll do the rest. So find them again at klzradio.com or 720-541-7697.
Get your auto body work and mechanical repairs done at the same place. Most people have one shop for auto body work and another for mechanical repairs and maintenance. But Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop can handle both. Al and Jamie Sturm are constantly looking for new ways to provide better, more convenient service for their customers because they're driven by one simple goal, to help more people. At A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City, they do their best to handle everything in-house so you don't need to be relying on the dealers to get your vehicle back. Bring your vehicle into A Good Shop for auto body work, and they'll take care of your struts, brakes, and alignment at the same time. Auto body and mechanical work, all under one roof. Click on the free virtual estimate button now at klzradio.com/collision and mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Dr. Anthony Harper joining us now. Dr. Harper, how are you today?
I'm very thankful, John. Great to join you again. And always some hot developments, you know, at the White House.
Yeah, I see that. So what is going on?
Well, yeah, you know, the recent, there's a couple of news reports about that complaint letter. A Playboy news reporter that wrote that I'm on the complaint with a Jewish news reporter and others, and, you know, no response from the White House yet, but I'm supposed to be back to meet with Jennifer Psaki on April 12th, hopefully, to get some answers directly regarding our concerns about the border issue, the Equality Act, and so much more, and there is so much at risk. And I think also, John, is about the National Day of Prayer. It's coming up May 6th. I've asked the White House to respond to a declaration of prayer and repentance in the spirit of President Lincoln, who did that.
Right.
Very important to call for prayer and repentance, but we don't see much repentance going on at the White House right now.
It's interesting that you actually are finding common ground with someone I would have never thought of finding common ground with, a reporter from Playboy. Again, what's the reasoning behind the White House not allowing certain journalists in?
Well, basically, I think we've maybe talked about this, about their concern about not having reporters that have challenging questions. That's the overall issue that Brian Karim of the Playboy magazine, it brought up the issue. That's the broad issue. This administration doesn't want any challenging questions, and I believe I have more challenging questions than the Playboy reporter does, because I'm dealing with spiritual issues of Christian concerns. So,
well, and I think to both of your point, I think you're both correct. You saw that in the press conference that President Biden had last week, where literally he had a booklet of all the different reporters of who he was to call on and not call on. I think you're proving your point just by what happened last week.
Yeah, and then, you know, the Fox News reporter, the way the Fox News reporter, Peter Ducey, was treated, you know, shut down very quickly. And they have a disrespect for conservative news media outlets, especially. And I think that, you know, my questions that I'm asking about the Equality Act.
Right.
Or, you know.
Well, you know, but to add to what you just said, Dr. Harper, I think to add to what you're saying, yes, you're correct. And I believe full well you are. But on top of that, they're just really censoring and snuffing out anyone that disagrees with them or has a hard question, i.e. a reporter from Playboy even.
Yeah, right. You know, that's the thing that we have in common. Interesting combination of experience of reporters. The Jewish reporter is Jake Turks of Ami Magazine, but there are other reporters, and I've sent you the complaint letter that was sent to the White House. And you know, Jennifer Psaki, the press secretary, is really not answering our questions.
Of course not.
Because she always talks about COVID-19 being the reason for all this, but I didn't have any problem being at the White House 7 days a week if I wanted, due to the Trump administration in the midst of the COVID thing. But
right.
we also have the problem with the White House Correspondent Association, who is very liberal, and they don't want me in there either.
Let's face it, there's an administration right now to where literally they only want the people around them that are going to sing their praises, nobody that's asking any challenging questions. And all I will remind everybody of, and Dr. Harper, you could agree with this, anytime leadership does that, it's doomed to fail.
So doomed to fail. You know, the freedom of the press is really, it is a crucial issue of our Constitution that keeps leaders accountable. And, we had a problem at the border with reporter and the media not, you know,
right.
being really barred from access for quite a while. And, of course, the senators, of course, had to be down there kind of spur this on. And I'm glad that the media coverage is there now, but not as much as it could be. And we're really in grave danger, John, I think, for the survival of America. And I'm looking forward to being back at the White House April 12th through May 21st. Appreciate people praying for me that I will have some good encounters with the Press Secretary Jennifer Saki.
Sounds great. Dr. Harper, how do folks follow you and what's going on, sir?
Oh, yes. Please check out our website, Intermountain Christian News, imcnews.org. And then go to our YouTube channel you can find on there. Just type in my name and search Anthony Harper and at the White House, and you'll be able to see a lot of videos. And please pray for me. It is not easy being there.
We'll do it. Dr. Harper, thanks as always for the update. We appreciate it, sir.
Great to talk with you. God bless everyone.
Likewise.
Good health.
Likewise. Thank you very much. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next, folks. They want to take care of your vehicle, help you with that. And I say it all the time, and I really do mean it. Proper maintenance on your vehicle will save you money over time. Again, I was talking to Al Smith from Golden Eagle Financial earlier today, and he was just asking me about vehicles and, you know, how long some will last and different things and so on. And, you know, the reality is, and I mean this sincerely, with the exception of how things go down the road when it comes to accessing parts for your car, the answer is indefinitely. If you take care of your car properly, it literally will last the rest of your life if you want it to. All comes down to you and what you're willing to do with it and how you take care of it. Extreme Auto Repair, they'll help you with all of that and guide you through that whole process. KLZradio.com, 303-841-1071.
Go with your gut. You know when an estimate from a mechanic doesn't feel right. Maybe they're telling you to fix a bunch of stuff you didn't even know was broken. Maybe their prices seem surprisingly high. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will give you a second opinion for free, so you know what's reasonable and what's not. They can typically beat the prices of their competitors, but they won't hold it against you if you decide to go back to the first guy. Either way, you have the peace of mind. The team at Extreme Auto Repair wants to keep you safe and keep your vehicle on the road longer, but they never want to pressure you into repairs that you don't really need. So with every estimate, the team at Extreme Auto Repair will give you a priority list, showing you all of your recommended maintenance items in order from the most to least important. That way, you decide what you want to take care of now and what can wait until later. Free second opinions at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Folks, do you realize the law is complicated? And not having a lawyer may cost you more? And lawyers know how to get the challenging evidence you need. And by the way, I'm reading this off of Kevin Flesch's top 10 reasons to hire an attorney. And by the way, those are all correct. And it's why you should hire Kevin. 303-806-8886. He will represent you. Do it in a fashion whereby it works for you and you'll get what you need and what's coming and what you deserve. So call Kevin today, 303-806-8886.
Avoid the pitfalls with Kevin Flesch. Picture this. You're in court before a judge and jury trying to get the at-fault party's insurance company to cover your hospital bills, and the defense attorney pulls out your medical records. Comparing what you said to the police at the scene of your injury to what your doctor transcribed, you've contradicted yourself. You start to get nervous. You don't want to look like an idiot, but you simply don't recall what you said to the police. That was a long time ago. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesch of Flesch & Beck Law, prepares you for these kinds of questions so you never need to worry about what to say. Of course, the opposition will always try to call your credibility into question. But with Kevin Flesch, you always know exactly how to respond. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886. Kevin Flesch of Flesch & Beck Law. Trial tested. Trial ready.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter @RushToReason and on Facebook.com/RushToReason.
Welcome back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andrew Gruhl joining us now, and he's an American chef, television personality, appeared as a judge on Food Network's Food Truck Face-Off, founder, CEO, and executive chef of Slapfish. And you've got some really exciting things to talk about, Andrew, but really the question is, how many years of lockdowns can we take?
I mean, it seems as if we're setting ourselves up for a decade of lockdowns.
Good grief.
To be honest.
It really, honestly, it's getting flat-out ridiculous, Andrew. I mean, I don't know what it's like around the rest of the country. I mean, I don't see all of the rest of the country like I do, of course, here in Denver. I mean, I've traveled around some, and I've watched even some of the other places, even outside of the U.S., where it's had a really negative effect as well. But I know here in town, you can drive on pretty much any area of town and find areas where there's literally boarded-up restaurants that at one time were there and now are no longer.
Certainly. And look, I'm real familiar with the Denver food scene. I lived there for years. I went to culinary school right there at the old DU Law campus. And I've already seen a ton of the restaurant landscape change just from, step one to step two, which is day one of the lockdown
right
to current day.
It really is sad, and we'll talk more about that. But in turn, real quick, I do want to mention that you've got a answer to this, an answer as in we can help some of these restaurants besides just eating at them. What is it?
Well, I think there's multiple answers, but first and foremost, what I've been telling everybody is try not to use the third-party delivery apps.
Yes.
If you can go pick up at a restaurant, that's huge because they take 30 cents on every dollar. That hasn't changed. They've been, they've not been there to work with us throughout this pandemic, and that's a key to this. And number two is really try and support those local independent restaurants, the ones we're talking about right now that mm-hmm. we've already seen some of the flavor shut down. We've got to really rally around all these parts of the community.
And by the way, I've talked about this even in the past, and it's interesting when we're in a pandemic and restaurants we know are struggling, and yet I can see, nationwide commercials running for the providers you're talking about. I'm not going to use their name because I don't want to promote them, Andrew. It's amazing to me that there's enough money there to market while, to your point, they're literally, taking 30% off the top of every order that comes in.
Well, and let me tell you this as a little inside story. So I started telling all my customers this, hey, can you come in and pick up? And they said, oh, we thought we were doing you a favor by doing this.
Right.
Because we saw on an Instagram ad or a Facebook ad that it was no commissions, right? And I said, no. That's the fact that they're not going to charge you as the consumer a commission. You see, they were double dipping before. They're still jamming it to the business side
right.
of things, the ones who are getting hurt the hardest. They're just giving you a little bit of a break on the double commission side.
Well, it goes back to, Andrew, that old saying, there's no free lunch. So if you're getting food delivered to you, somebody somewhere has to be picking up the tab on that.
Well, exactly. And, look, it's been a lifeline for many people, and it has been good that it can help and increase revenue. But one thing I like to at least tell people about is when we're calculating the money for the PPP, the formula, just so you know, is 2020 sales minus 2019 sales.
Right.
If that's a negative number, then that's the amount that the government gives you, right? But let's just say that I went from 10% third-party delivery to 90%, and I actually was able to keep my sales the same,
true.
But my margins
your costs are
up.
Yes. Yep.
I don't get the PPP, but I'm actually I'm going under.
Yeah, no, you bring up a great point there. And again, and I've said this, again, everybody listening knows this. I've said this since day one. A year ago I was talking about this, Andrew, how this is just a killer, especially in the restaurant world, and the fact that restaurants run on such, I'm a business coach, I know this, the restaurants run on such a small margin as it is, Andrew, that, taking any kind of hits here and there, it in a lot of cases, it's just impossible. And that's why we've seen so many restaurants, literally get killed. Now, I also realize there's been some restaurants that have grown during this time, but by and large, most have gotten killed.
Exactly. And I think it's important to mention, too, that restaurants are at the forefront of safe and, sanitary service,
right?
This is what we do. This is inherent in who we are. If you even work in a restaurant, you've already gotten your food handler's card. Most likely you've gotten your ServSafe management certification. So when this started, I said, okay, here's a great opportunity for restaurants to truly model the right behavior and to create these meeting spaces whereby we can maintain safe sanitary environments, but we can also give people an opportunity to go out and eat the food that they want. But instead, we were somewhat vilified throughout this pandemic. And that's what I'm out here trying to do, is I'm trying to let everyone know restaurants are safe.
Good for you.
We are trained at creating safe environments.
Well, and to add to that, Andrew, and I, again, we talk about these things constantly here. And I know, and I've looked at the data, which, by the way, I look at all the time because, to me, that's what means everything. It's not what everybody's saying. It's what do the numbers actually state. And we've literally shut down an entire economy over a 1.5% at best mortality rate, which, frankly, is very, very, very small when you consider all things going into it. So, you know, with all that being said, the other thing that I look at, and I know as a fact, and you can verify this, is the amount of actual cases and deaths that can come from an actual restaurant that they can attribute that's where that came from is nil.
Exactly. And you can get, you know, flexible with any of the data to try and prove your point, but that's one point that I don't think anybody's going to be able to connect the dots on, even through the 12 degrees of Kevin Bacon separation.
Right.
You know, I'll use California as anecdotal evidence. When they shut down outdoor dining, mind you, outdoor dining, beautiful 75 degrees
right.
and sunny, in Southern California, 3 weeks later, cases tripled, right? So you had all the restaurants were effectively closed for anything but takeout or delivery, and cases went up threefold. And you would think they would say, oh, wow, we actually, the unintended consequence of closing this restaurants down was that we forced people into their houses, right, into
right.
their backyards, and let's reopen these public spaces where there's actually accountability.
Right.
And that's another thing I talk about, right, is that when you're in public and you're eating, there's accountability for all your actions. And, you know, behind closed doors, you know, I'm going to take the side of the epidemiologists here and say, you might not be wearing a mask. You might not be socially distancing. So if they want to be able to encourage all of those behaviors, why not do it in a public setting like
great
a
point.
Restaurant?
No, yeah, no, great point. And again, I'm one where I'm ready to just get things open back up. I think Texas right now, Andrew, is proving that you can open things up. You can go maskless. You can have people inside of restaurants, get things back to normal. This huge spike that, you know, everybody on the left said was going to happen in Texas, the reality is it does not exist. Their numbers continue to drop. I just checked here a few minutes ago with another guest I had on, and their 7-day average of deaths across an entire 30 million population in Texas is 100, Andrew. 100, that's it.
It's unbelievable. And, you know, we focus on Texas, Florida, you know, some of these states where they try and pit, you know, California against Florida numbers. But what's really interesting is when you look at some of these Democrats in charge in places like Connecticut, they've never closed down indoor dining. And I find it fascinating that that's kind of swept under the rug and is never really talked about as part of these case studies.
No, you're exactly right. And what you said earlier, by the way, I mean, you're preaching to the choir. You're talking about the same things I talk about constantly. The data even can be manipulated. So be careful when you're reading some of that because you can be basically used to say whatever. But I've been tracking all along, Andrew, since the beginning, the real data. And to me, and I know this might sound a little callous, I really don't care about case numbers. I mean, if I was going to track case numbers, we could do that with flu, the common cold, any number of items. And the reality is, not that I don't care about people because I do, but I really don't care who has a case of COVID because in a lot of cases, it's nothing more than a common cold, Andrew. I realize for some people, it's much, much worse than that. It has to do with your immune system and lots of other things going on. And I get all of that. But again, I don't really care how many cases are in a state. What I care about is the number I just gave you. How many are hospitalized in a really bad, you know, bad condition to the point of death even? Those are the numbers I care about. But across the board, Andrew, as a country, they're all dropping in that area.
Of course. And what they used here in Southern California was they kind of created these new metrics, and they talked about the available hospital beds, right?
Right. We did the same thing here in Colorado, by the way. Same thing here.
And it's funny because everybody, they said, oh, they're at 90% capacity and going up to 95, and everyone panics, like, oh my gosh, that sounds like it's crowded. But then you go back and you look year on year and you actually address the data and you say, wait a minute, they're at 95% capacity every year.
Well, that's because I've interviewed a lot of folks that are in charge of those facilities, Andrew. That's because that's where they maximize profits at. That's why they run at 90 to 95% all the time.
Exactly. It's like a hotel. I mean,
that's right.
I've been in a hotel. The heck wants to have 50% occupancy?
Yeah, a hospital that is really relying, and let's face it, Andrew, and this is a great topic, let's face it, hospitals in general, that is one of their bread and butter income streams, is making sure that those ICU beds are full, because that's where the biggest bills come from out of the hospital. So yeah, it's in their best interest to make sure that those things are full and not half empty. I know that sounds counterproductive to health, but Andrew, that's the system we live in. That's the way it is. So to your point, if that's what the data is, that's what the data is. And don't be scared by the fact that there's an ICU that's running at 90%. It's supposed to.
Exactly. And, you know, the unfortunate thing in regards to the restaurant industry is that once we kind of became vilified as these vectors of spread without the science backing any of that, it became just part of everybody's vernacular, right? It was just, oh, well, you know, must have gotten it at a restaurant. And then they started to, here in California, they started to deputize a lot of the local agencies, right? The health department.
Et cetera,
the labor commissioner. And when you start deputizing those government agencies, you're really giving power to agencies and allowing them to get into your private business that they otherwise wouldn't have been there.
Right.
And I kind of put this rhetorically. Give me a situation in history where power has been given to a government agency and then it has been given back to the people.
Never. Never, Andrew. The answer is never. And what you're really talking about is we have not only given power to those agencies, but also to all of the other Karens that are out there running around that can be a brown shirt and tell on one another. We've not only empowered those government agencies, but we've also empowered all the Karens and Kevins across the country.
It's like when I leave, I've got four kids, right? And I leave, I always pick one kid and I say, you're in charge, you know, and I always say it to my two-year-old. I go, you're in charge. And then he goes running around the house trying to ground all of his old brothers.
That's right. That's it. You know what? What you're describing inside of a family, which, yeah, been there, done that, that's exactly what's happening to us as a country. So, okay, let me ask you this. As we start to hopefully get some things back to normal and some of these restaurants come back, which hopefully they do, and you give us some tips on, you know, where to order, how to do that, and so on, but what are some other things we can do? I know there's also the 86, you know, restaurant struggle website, things that you're working on there. Talk about some of those things as well.
Certainly. After the second lockdown here in California, we started having all of the friends that we knew in the industry, both restaurant owners and workers. We've got a deep family here who reached out to us and said, hey, look, I lost my job because they shut down the entire industry and we can't get unemployment benefits. The entire system is in gridlock right now due to the misappropriation of funds. And everyone is just sitting out in left field. We've got no money to put food on the table, to buy Christmas gifts for the kids, et cetera. So we started a fund called 86. And that's the number, 86restaurantstruggle.com. And we started raising money and distributing every single penny of it. We matched a ton of it to restaurant workers as well as restaurant owners who are going to then distribute it to their restaurant workers who either lost their job or just need a little bit of a leg up. I mean, here we are now months after that previous shutdown that I mentioned, and people still aren't able to get retroactive unemployment benefits. They're digging holes in terms of debt. You know, they're just struggling so hard. So we're trying to say, hey, look, you know, don't rely on government agencies. We can come together as a community and we can help out. Hmm. And that's kind of the way in which we've been helping. We've raised over $400,000.
That's
and
awesome.
Distributed all a little penny of that. You know, trying to really stitch the community back together.
And website again, so folks, if they're here, want to go and donate, what is it?
It is www.86struggle.com, 86struggle.com. And 86 comes from the restaurant language, which is when you're out of something, you're 86.
Ah, I wondered where that came from. Thank you for explaining. I've never been a restaurant owner, so thank you for explaining that. I did not know that. All right, one last thing. When it comes to all of us now that are listening, and not only can we donate and help out that way, but when it comes to, you know, sort of getting back in action, and I realize that, you know, in a lot of states, we're not still at full capacity. We're not here in Colorado. But the one thing that I've noticed, Andrew, and what I've tried to do, and maybe this is a tip for everybody else, is as we go back and we start, you know, I really never stop eating out. I try to do it as much as I possibly could to help, you know, those restaurants, you know, stay open as much as I possibly could. But as we go back, would you say that patience, you know, in other words, as these restaurants come back online and they're trying to hire people and get things shifted around and have things happen for them, would you say patience is one of the things we could do as a customer to help them?
Yeah, and I think that even goes beyond restaurants into you know, small business retail as well. Yep,
good point.
Really creating relationships. One great thing about the pandemic, and I hate to say there's, you know, I want to focus on the positive. I'm not trying to encourage, you know, another lockdown, but is that we've really gotten to know a lot of our neighbors in a positive way. Local businesses, people have come together to say, hey, you know, the heck with these big box stores, they seem to be getting the pick of the litter, and we really want to be able to help these independent restaurant owners, retail owners, get to know them, hear their story, and ask them, what can we do to help you? Because every single person's story is a little bit different, and then there can be a relationship there that otherwise may not have been developed.
That, you know what? Spot on. And as a small business owner myself, I appreciate what you said a moment ago about patience across the board, because there'll be a lot of businesses that really are trying to gear up and, you know, find the right people to go to work for them and make things happen. And yeah, patience on our level is something that we need to do. And by the way, we just put this up on our Facebook page as well. So those of you listening, you can always go there and find the link there to actually help out all those restaurant workers that are out there that Andrew has so desperately tried to help. And by the way, I appreciate your heart, Andrew, very much so.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.
All right. We'll let it go at that. Thank you very much. You're welcome back, by the way. Anytime you want to come back on, let me know. This is great. I love having you, sir.
Awesome. Thanks.
You bet. Take care. Andrew Gruhl again. And that website, by the way, is listed on our Facebook page. There's a link there, so go check it out if you would. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Not American National, but Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt Roger would love to help you with all of your mortgage needs. I say that all the time. He'll give you a free mortgage update, tell you what's going on in your world, whether you can save money or not. And it's easy. Call him today, 720-895-0500.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, folks, Franktown Firearms, and I say this all the time, whether you own a lot of guns or you don't own any and you'd like to learn, you'd like to own one and learn how it works, how to shoot it, how to handle it, and all of that, the safety aspect, but even the tactical aspect. They've got it all. Franktown Firearms, one-stop shopping. The range is there, the guns are there, the ammo's there, the accessories are there, and most of all, the people that will help you are there. 720-770-7777 or klzradio.com.
Regardless of your starting point, Franktown Firearms will take your shooting skills a level up. Maybe you've never shot a gun before, and you want to get over your fear of pulling the trigger. Maybe you consider yourself an experienced marksman, but you've never received tactical training, and you want to develop muscle memory to respond in any situation. Head trainer Karen Murray and her team of trainers at Franktown Firearms design their classes to cater to your level of ability and prior knowledge, offering a diversity of firearms platforms from static to moving and shooting to target acquisition engagement. For Rush to Reason listeners only, sign up for a range membership now by filling out the contact form at klzradio.com/Franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee plus your first month free. Range members receive a discount in the shop as well as a discount on all classes. Franktown Firearms, confidence through practice.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Teresa at the Campion Church said, "I have worked with this company for 9 years. They are some of the best people to work with. When I call for service on our copier, they are always looking to get there as soon as they can. One time I had a deadline and my copier was down. I called them up to see if I could use a copier in their office, and they said, 'Come right on over.' Duke has personally come and delivered a copier for our use for a few weeks to make high-speed copies. I have enjoyed working with BES and would definitely recommend them." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
GIA Insurance shops the entire market for the right plan at the best price, so they must be more expensive, right? Wrong! All of that valuable market research comes as a free benefit to you from Paul and his team at GIA. Get more without paying more.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. All right, I've got just a little bit of time left here. I want to cover a couple of topics really quick. This one I'll do fast. I say it all the time, and I really mean it. Purify Chevrolet, by the way, is coming up here in just one moment. But the auto chip maker that had the fire here a couple of weeks ago is saying that they need up to 4 months to recover from that fire. So as I've said numerous times, if you're in the market for any kind of a new vehicle, if you're a fleet operator or you're just somebody looking to do an upgrade, whatever it is, I would say you better do it now versus later. There is going to continue to be a shortage of new vehicles that will push the price of used cars up, probably push the price of new cars up as well, as far as whatever's left on lots. And right now, inventory levels, just like houses across the country, when it comes to vehicles, are at an all-time low. So this is just other news when it comes to what I've been saying here for the last couple of weeks in regards to the chip manufacturers and where we're at with vehicles, and it has not improved. And according to this particular company, it will take 4 months before it does. 4 months, folks. That puts us into almost the end of summer. So do the math. And by then, by the way, we're now into 2022 model year. So you could almost say for some manufacturers, 2021 may already be a wrap, depending upon what they've produced and what they're looking for when it comes to chips. So I'm speculating there, but I'm probably not that far off. Other things that you're going to find, and by the way, I know it's a little early. Tomorrow I'll probably get into this a little bit more, but the liberal lie of the week has to go to all of the lefty activists that are running around, including the CEO of Delta, claiming the new Georgia voting laws are discriminatory. Nothing, and I repeat, nothing could be farther from the truth. You've got other individuals running around, Stacey Abrams being one of them, which, by the way, somehow I got on her email list. I'm not sure how, because it's not somebody I would ever support. But I get a lot of stuff from her, and I can really see what the left sends out to their supporters. And right now the message is, we as Republicans and conservatives are trying to suppress voting rights, and basically make it to where no one that's disenfranchised can vote at all. That's the message, the lie, by the way, they're sending out. I did read, not word for word, but I got a pretty good synopsis of what just happened in Georgia. Here it is in a nutshell. It gets rid of unsecure mail-in drop boxes. Good for them. By the way, it limits how many there are in each precinct, and they have to be secure and in the right location where they can be monitored. It creates a time limit on absentee voting. In other words, it's not a free-for-all. There is a time limit. Right now, it currently used to be in Georgia, 180 days before an election, you could get a ballot. 180 days, 6 months prior. They now limit that to just a few weeks before voting, which is the way it should be. It does create, by the way, this goes against the left's mantra that this is suppressing voting. It creates weekends of voting time prior to an election. By the way, we don't have that. Well, we have it in Colorado because we vote by ballot. But before that, or we vote by mail, by the way. Before that in Colorado, we never had a weekend voting day. Do you ever remember Charlie being able to vote on a weekend in person? No, you never could. You can in Georgia now. So honestly, this is the opposite of what the left is saying. There's a uniformity, by the way, of voting dollars. So instead of one county getting a boatload of money and the one next door getting none, there's a uniformity now to where those voting dollars go. In other words, money that comes in to help with voting, it's given out equally, not one county getting more than another. Again, this is opposite of what you're going to hear from the left. You have to vote now in the correct precinct. Imagine that. You can't just go from one precinct to another and vote. You have to do it in yours. You have to have an ID for an absentee ballot. Not an ID to vote in person, but an ID for an absentee ballot. So if you're going to order an absentee ballot and vote, you have to have proper ID to do so. By the way, it's the way it should be. And on top of that, it must be mailed to the registered address on that voter ID. So you can't order it to go to a different address, which, by the way, it sounds like that's what happened before. It now has to go to the registered address. One last thing you're going to see the left really pounding on is they no longer are allowed to give out, other than precinct workers, you cannot give out food or water for those waiting in line to vote. Again, folks, why should it be any different? I didn't know you went to vote to get a free meal. That's not what voting is about. So they took that away and made that happen by the precinct authorities themselves only. So again, folks, despite what the left will tell you, there's no hanky-panky from the conservatives going on in Georgia. This is a good law. There's good things that have gone on here. It will help clean up what happened in Georgia, and that was the idea behind doing it in the first place. Don't let the left tell you otherwise. Purify Chevrolet's next, folks. Shop online, purifychevrolet.com.
The team at Purifoy Chevrolet will never hold you captive or try to force you to buy a new or used vehicle. In a recent Jalopnik article, a consumer protection attorney shared stories of the ridiculous high-pressure tactics used by some auto dealers. In one extreme example, a customer was reportedly prevented from leaving by having her vehicle blocked. In another, more common situation, customers had their car keys hidden from them to keep them from leaving until they agreed to purchase a vehicle. These customers had to call the police before the dealerships would let them drive away. The team at Purifoy Chevrolet sets themselves apart simply by treating their customers with respect. They still follow the standard of customer service set by Rolly's father back in 1960. Ask about their zero-interest financing and vehicles delivered straight to your door. Purifoy Chevrolet in Fort Lupton, only a 20 to 30-minute drive from anywhere in Denver. Find them now at klzradio.com/Chevy. Find new roads.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. By the way, another lie, and Andy and I are going to talk about more of this on Friday. There's an article in the Colorado Sun today. This eerie neighborhood is ground zero for Colorado's collision of fracking and housing. Families who bought in Collier's Hill thought they were moving to an outdoor paradise, but the fine print in Colorado's oil and gas regulations has rattled their lives. No, what rattled their lives is the fact they didn't do their due diligence before buying a house there. We're going to talk more about that on Friday. Am I sympathetic? Absolutely not. Again, Andy and I will talk more about that on Friday. Give you a little teaser there. So enjoy your night, guys. Have a great evening. National Crawford Roundtable is next. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.